I didn't know the same thing.
It's random, everything and anything we talk. My heart's
a stereo. Hi, how are you doing? It's another day. And yes, I want to do something special. But before then, remember, it is randoms with dial buttons. And if I do not say welcome to the village, what else would I be saying? Nigeria is one place that everybody wants to come to. And Nigeria is another place that everybody wants to leave. But then, how do we balance all of this? Over the course of the years, so many things have been happening. And now, it's the election. And which is why I have decided maybe two or three episodes would just basically be about the election. Alright? So I have with me a friend of mine that we'll be talking about for the next couple of minutes. We'll be talking about this election. What makes this one different from the other ones that we've had? You know, going as far back as 19-something to this very time. What makes it different? Ladies and gentlemen, without wasting too much of your time, we'll be having this discussion. As we all know... Nigeria has come to a place where we just want to have peace. We just want to enjoy what we have labored for. You know, times have passed where people would just get elected based on Reagan or based on our forefathers' posture. At times have passed where people would just be elected based on the amount of money you have or the amount of people you know. This time, it's different. It's totally different. I have my friend Tolu in the house. Tolu, what's up? What's happening?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. As at the time of this recording, it's 11:30 a.m. How are you doing? You sound really... Kiloshia, you sound really dull. What's happening? Is Nigeria affecting you too? Like some people would say.
Fine. Find your way around Nigeria now, so you'll be okay.
We all will be. All right, so the election is just around the corner. I don't want us to beat around the bush and start talking. You know, this is a serious matter. Are you there? Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you. Go on.
All right, so this is a serious matter. There's really no time for jokes here. Because whatever happens on the 25th of February would determine what would happen in the next 4 years. There are three major candidates in Nigeria, which is Peter Obi, there is Atiku Abubakar, and yes, the very person that a lot of people would say, I don't want. While some people are saying, we want this person, some people are saying, I don't want this person, is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. So, first off, Tolu, what do you think of this election? Why do you think it's different from the ones we've had?
Oh, first off, you keep saying different from what we are, but the same thing that comes to my mind would just be a town different from Bala Blue Bulaba.
I told you it's going to be a serious one. Come on.
Yeah. It's quite going to be different. Of course, it's going to be different. Why? Because I feel this is the first time we see you, the millennials and the Gen Z and all of those ones are waking up to see, and they are waking up to the reality of living in Nigeria and then seeing all of these things that are not meant to be. You see them like negative stuff, you see, like you not having light became normal to some other people. And then we wake up and see what's happening. Other countries, they have constant electricity, they have good roads.
But you know that other countries, they really worked hard for it, and it didn't happen in the course of 4 years.
Yeah, my brother, I feel for us to, let me say, the perfect awakening came up when we saw that, okay, these things can be done. It's actually doable. But the real problem is the political will to get things done. Yes, it won't happen within 4 years, but of course, I can tell you, this is a very critical moment whereby I feel a lot of awakenings is really still happening right now, down to the grassroots, that we know that, yes, it's possible. When they tell you lies that, oh, to achieve these things, when you see America today, what they are, they won't come within 4, 5, 10, 15 years, and they'll be like, they make it be like it's so difficult to achieve in Nigeria. We say, no, it is achievable. It is doable. It starts from one person to another person. That's why we're here.
It starts from one person to another person. Now, you know, I was asking myself while I was trying to do a couple of research that let's go back to 2015, the days of Yaadua and Ebele Jonathan.
Yeah.
When we had that, it was during the era of the PDP, that's the People's Democratic Party. A lot of people were clamoring that it's just enough. We want a change. We want a change. We're all clamoring for a change. And then, you know, when we had, it was a battle between the Northerners, the Northerners and the Westerners, forgetting the Eastern part or the Southern part. And, you know, we just wanted a change. And then we had Ebele Jonathan, who happens to be a Southeast person. South or East, and the change we were hoping for didn't happen.
Yeah,
it didn't happen. And then we went back to the North, hoping that things would happen.
Yeah,
because our forefathers or our grandfathers told us when this man was on the throne back then, was president or head of state back then, things were seemingly good.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Now,
yes, sir.
It's about time, or it's another time for us to elect someone. And I know you, that your favorite person is Peter Obi. Regardless, you are a Yoruba person. I'm not trying to be tribalistic, but you are Yoruba, and you know that these things can be done by this. Now, I'll give you a simple example or an illustration. If you had to go to school, will school accept you based on the money you have or the intelligence that you've gathered over the course of the years? I'm saying if you have to go to an high school, would it be based on the money you have or the intelligence you have over the course of the years? How would it be?
I feel the normal route or things we should have is it should be based on my credentials, like intelligence. What have I got? Like, for example, you've got your whole levels, you've got this, you've got that, got proficiency in this and that. So that's the best thing as qualification that determines the next stage. So now when it begins to go into where are you from, what color of skin you've got, what color of skin or color of hair and all of that, color of eyes, and then what language you speak and all of that, then you begin to realize that, yes, we keep shouting one Nigeria. Is this truly one Nigeria? Yeah. Then it becomes questionable, because I feel what matters most is the fact that, okay, are you qualified for the next stage? What have you got in the past? That's track records. Many people will tell you about track records of other party. I don't want to mention different party members, but I will just speak for the person I think I want to vote. I want to vote for the person I think can do better. Talk about Peter Obi. He's been able to acquire stuff past in the years, over the years, he's been able to acquire stuff. We can see, we can verify. Then I'll be making a fool of myself to want to believe that that's not enough proof for me to vote for him. Obviously, it's enough proof. Academically, he's got several certificates, home and abroad. We can see, relates to his classmates and schoolmates. We saw the achievement, Harvard and all of those things he's done, and he's still growing. And this will tell you that the kind of people Nigerian youth want to relate to it will be him. Why? Because we can see, we saw growth, we saw all round greatness in him, in business, and he's achieved a lot for himself, then with his own money. So tell me, will it be difficult for him to achieve same stuff with God? government money. That's what I'm saying. The political will be there for him to do the needful, to give us what we deserve as a country, and it's not difficult.
Aren't you scared? Right. Aren't you scared that the same way a lot of people are clamoring for your favorite person, Peter Obi, was the same way people were clamoring for Buhari back in 2015 and 2019?
I will tell you a story. Basically, I think the last time I voted in this country was for the late president, Yar'Adua. Now, when Buhari, after GEJ came, that's Jonathan Goodluck, Jonathan, all of that, he came in and all of that, fine. The time for Buhari came, and people felt they were, okay, we saw a lot of corruption, a lot of zigzag money, this and that, and there were agitations left and right and all of that coming up with that. I think the Boko Haram started again. And I will tell you, one of the different, or what I can say that is quite different and unique about Peter Obi's movement is this. I'm trying to juxtapose and compare now, as against Buhari. Buhari era, we were told, for example, myself, I was told about Buhari's achievement in the past. And I don't want to really take us right down the memory lane of how we got our independence as a country and all of that. And I'll keep asking questions. Why is it that when you guys finally got this freedom, you didn't vote for a neutral person? You decided to vote for all of this, they said, after the military era again. Vote for somebody who can, let's go for democracy. And then you decided to vote for somebody who just pulled off his uniform as a military man to now wear agbada, and you feel that's democracy. You get now. So now they said Buhari did this in the past and all that in the past. And of course, people will believe whatever they say, but of course we like stories. We choose to believe stories. We don't even care to know more, to dig deep, to ask about all those things that really happened, to get more facts. And many people fall for it. They fell for it anyway. And including me too, even though I didn't vote for him, but I was shouting, Buhari, 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 say Baba. Then nobody cared to do a lot of findings, research, and upon research, we were lazy. But now we have added to the top. And when people came up to, at the point before this big election started coming up, campaign started coming up, I was skeptical. I didn't know who to vote for. I was still thinking. But by the time we started seeing Peter being less than 2 months into his own campaign, I could relate to it. I could verify. So now the game has changed. They told us about somebody, or somebody is telling us about himself. We verify. there will be further propaganda. We verify. So now that we can verify, after my verification of all of these people, I can say, and I know, with God on our side, Peter Obi, regardless the hate, regardless all of their nepotism, all of their, all this, whatever they are doing, just to discredit him, all of that, I pray he wins. And we're going to vote for him. And I have several likes, mine, like me, like, we're ready to vote for him because we know with his track records, at least he's not the Messiah. He's not coming up as the Messiah. Of course, he won't get things done, fixed up within 2 months or 3 months. But I can tell you, he's got the political will, except we don't want to really say the truth. He's got everything. Like, we got on our side. We have him become our king.
Can I just say this? And I know some of my listeners would say, Dyer, no, don't go there. But I'm still going to go there. Now, Tolu,
okay.
Growing up, way back in primary school, there's this motto, this adage that has always been said, and it is, just listen to the few lines. Experience, they say, is the best teacher, and that's which you know. Now, a lot of people are looking at two major party, which is APC and PD and Labour Party. Now, these two people haven't even tasted the presidency. They've not even tasted Aso Rock, which is where everything seems to happen. Now, there's another party that has tasted, or somewhat tasted it, but a lot of Nigerians aren't even looking at it. Yeah, and looking at the fact that this man, Atiku Abubakar, has been vice president for two consecutive terms.
Yes, yes.
Don't you think he's worth the try? Don't you think he might have the experience to, you know, do better this time around?
Let me answer you this way. Most of the time in all of our resume, or not even updated already, let me just go straight to the point. Of course, he was the vice president. He was once the vice president of this country for a long time. So now, of course, for us to be able to at least want to give him a benefit of doubt, we can as well reach out to his superior, the main president at that time, which is
Obasanjo.
President Olusegun Obasanjo. We should be able to ask him and say, Baba, how far with your boy won't do this office, so what can you say about him? And Baba has been very vocal and clear from day one. That no, Atiku is a thief. And he said the money he stole is enough to take care of unborn generation. And if your principal that you served directly with cannot recommend you for this office, then who am I to say no? So I believe for a thinking Nigeria, we have several Nigeria who don't think, I don't know, some don't think. As a thinking Nigeria, that's the first hand information that I need. He's worked with somebody before and the guy failed and refused to endorse him. In fact, we can see Obasanjo, you're taking the ends of Obi everywhere. The first time in 2015 when he was supporting him, it was because Peter Obi was in PDP. So he said now that Peter Obi has been able to find his way out of the shambles, out of all this faulty background and all this stolen money people up and down, he left those foundation and background, you know, those foundation that these APC people, they call it structure, all this political structure of thieves, of criminal, of injustice, of nepotism, of tribalism, of all of those evil vices. He left them and he came to join the Labour Party, and since then we can see Obasanjo taking him everywhere, recommending him for the job. I believe that's just the best answer for your question. And he would imagine he runs Mekano and several other stuff. You think this man wants us to have light? He wants to renew his business? No, we're not going to have light in Nigeria. He's a thief.
And light is a major factor in Nigeria. To wrap this up, I'm just going to ask you two more questions and then we're done. As at the time of this recording, Channels Television reported that 13 other parties are threatening to withdraw from the February 25th and March 11th general election. And the reason is based on the Naira redesign. You think that's also a major factor that Nigeria should consider, the Naira redesign?
The current leaders of this country have their reasons for having a redesign. And one thing about this thing, though, of course, our policymakers are going to be making this policy one way or the other. It's going to affect and deprive Nigeria one way or the other, affect them. And sometimes, many of these policies they bring out are just not going to just affect the regular people. Of course, Nigerians has always been the victim. We are victim of every other negative. All their policy, we are always a victim of it.
But let me cut you in now, here. Wait, let me just cut you in. You know, if the Naira is redesigned, there won't be that much rigging. Because, you know, when you go to polling stations, you definitely would see, in the past elections, you would see people will tell you, I will give you certain amount for you to vote for my person. But now, that might be impossible. Might be impossible.
Yeah, I was a lot of things were going around about the news, yes, last week, and about this fact that they don't want, some people want it extended in June, some people don't want it extended and back and forth, dragging Emefiele and all that. And I tell them, look, you go drag his boss, Emefiele reports to somebody, go drag him. And one thing I know is that this time around, I believe one of these APC policy now is affecting the I am mighty. You know, many times they make policy that affects the poor to remain poor, to impoverish people, to make them look like you have to wait till thy kingdom come before you can have all of this best infrastructure and all of those things. But now I feel this policy now, though it's going to be affecting the regular poor people who are struggling. For example, now I've not been able to even access cash. It's been difficult to even go around Lagos, and sometimes you even have to be very sure you have enough cash to take you through Lagos so you don't end up checking, because by the time you get there, POS tell you I'm charging this. But I believe it might affect, and for those who want to withdraw, well, I do not know they want to give up too early, or I don't know. I don't know how it affects them directly, but what thing I'm sure of this, I believe if they all mean win for this country, we're gonna just hold on and see how it plays out. February 25 is almost here, and it's not still that terrible that we can't even have access to cash. Of course, we can still have access to cash. The limit of transfer is there. So whatever you are doing, if truly it's legit, you should be able to still scale through this period. That's no problem. For those who want to step down, well, good for them.
Final question. This is just the final one. In previous elections, we always say that the election is for the regular person. The election is for the local person, the person who can't even read or write, the person who can't afford a 3-square meal. This time around, do you think one of the reasons that made or that is making this particular election different is the fact that even those that can read are ready to vote? Do you think that's the reason?
Everyone is affected by bad governance. This is not going to be affecting a set of people, and it affects everybody. Like the whole issue gets worsened when you realize that you can't even have a life. And for example, recently our school students were on strike for more than 8 months or thereabouts, and nothing was done about it. So if you are claiming that, okay, let me train my child to go to school, and you're able to afford a good school around your area, and then the child is back home with you for almost a year, what does that say to you? It affects everybody. So those who brought us into this situation are many of them who are true to themselves right now. I mean, brought us into situation are those who suggested vote for this person is good based on assumption without checking. Now we are shouting, clamoring, just verify. Don't just jump on this bandwagon of regular thinking of how they will tell you. Many of those ones who will tell you testimonies of some of these presidential aspirants, many of them, they are giving you an account based on their own personal interest. For example, somebody will come on air and say, I've met Bola Tinubu before. He has assisted me. If not for him, I will not be where I am today. And he's a good person. He's very kind. So I will be wondering. So if I will tell them, look, Oga, if Bola Tinubu and his family has assisted you one way or the other, go and meet him. Carry your family along with you, yourself. Get goods in the market, buy goods, go and donate your gift to say thank you. You don't need to come and beg, you don't need to drag Nigeria into your shit of making us to use our votes, because it will cost us more. It will cost us more to use our votes to say thank you on your behalf. If you are telling me Bola Tinubu has built a very powerful infrastructure that we can all see, he has built a very powerful hospitals that we can all see and benefit from here in the heart of Lagos, then I would believe, yeah, you've got something to say. But aside that, I don't want to listen to all this thing you tell me about. So my point is just simple and clear and short. As it were now, we are all affected by bad governance, be it Christian, be it Muslim, be it Yoruba, be it Igbo, nobody is buying fuel any cheaper than the other. Nobody's, you get what I'm saying? So we are all in this together. It's left to you to decide with your brain, with your real conscience, to get in the power to what you think can do this job. And for me, Peter Obias, my vote.
Well said. I can't but say thank you so much for jumping on this. We just all hope, as long as we're still in Nigeria and Nigerians, we just hope that February, March and beyond will be a better one for us.
Yeah, we hope so. And we are ready to vote.
You're ready to vote. I could see the the excitement in your voice. Thank you so much. And we'll keep praying for Nigeria.
Oh, we didn't just pray, Lord. We are going to come out en masse to vote. We come out, no intimidation. I would suggest, this is my, let me just say, like, I'm closing up already. I will tell my people, please, you come out en masse. You go out there, you cast your vote, you stand by your vote, you make sure that everything was properly uploaded to the INEC website, the portal. Just don't be intimidated. As for me, I'll be going out with my German Shepherd and a few of my dogs. We create a dog park close by. Nobody's coming to intimidate anybody. We'll be all right. Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a fantastic day. Naturally, I would have asked, what's that random thought? But because it's a special one, I'm just going to let it slide, all right? So thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks. And you too.
Amen. Bye for now. Like I always say, if it's not this way that you're as excited to go out to vote, what else can I say? This election is totally different from the ones you've experienced. So make sure you go out. And if you cannot go out, try as much as possible to stay safe. All right. My name is Dayo Buttons. And yes, it is Randoms with Dayo Buttons. It's a special edition for the election happening in Nigeria. And you do not want to miss any part of this. 2-3 episodes are there about. You should stick around. All right. Thank you and God bless.